I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It appeared Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych was making concessions this week, but President of Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba says while anti-protesting laws were overturned, the amnesty legislation divided the country even more. Rakhuba says the country needs a spiritual voice.
God will raise that voice. Who will have enough courage and as an ambassador of God will lead the evangelical church in the process of become the entity of peace and reconciliation in a time of trouble in their nation.
$25 provides 100 Gospels of John, which are in great demand. Next, while Syrian peace talks tread water, violence in the country continues. Voice of the Martyrs USA has contact with a Christian school in Syria. Rebel forces fired missiles at one of the classrooms on Thursday. Thankfully, the students were outside at the time and nobody was hurt. VOM partners with Syrian churches to provide food, medical supplies, and Bibles. You can learn more at our website and ask God to protect his people. Pray for an end to Syria's everlasting violence. And India's patriarchal society creates a plethora of problems for women, especially those in the lower castes like the Dalits. Lindsay Ackerman of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India explains.
Generations of women have been treated as second-class citizens. Not only that, they are told that they are not worth anything. They're not worth educating, that they're not wanted, that they're a burden. However, as Christians, we know that each one of those women was created by God.
Through a new campaign called She Counts, Mission India hopes to trigger a cultural shift. There's an easy way for you to get involved at our website. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can join the MNN Facebook force. Just search for Mission Network News. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.